We're talking today with Bailey Belew, who's the 2012 World Livestock Auctioneer Champion, just crowned a few days back at the Livestock Marketing Association meeting out in California. Have you gotten used to people calling you the World Champion yet, Bailey?
No, it's starting to sink in a little bit. You know, it seems more like when you get home, they kind of rib you about it a little bit, but it certainly is. It's got a nice ring to it. I sure enjoy hearing it.
Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, your background. You've been actually involved and active in selling livestock, being involved in auctioneering livestock, about 10 years now?
Yeah, probably around 7 or 8 years. Actually got started selling livestock in 2004, 2005. Got my first job at Warika Livestock, and they put me in the block and let me start selling cows and just kind of developed from there. Got a few jobs from there. But as far as auctioneering goes, I went to auctioneer school in 2003 and didn't really get started in it until 2004. But the first livestock job was kind of 2004, 2005.
Well, you know, as far as today is concerned, your primary position, of course, at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, and you run a lot of cattle on a regular basis through the sale barn there, primarily on Monday, but also on Tuesday as well.
Sure. We see a big run of numbers, and that's just your natural flow of cattle coming from the south and from the east going to the north and the west. And being in Oklahoma City, located on I-40 and 35, we're right in the hub. So we catch a lot of cattle that are just traveling that way natural, you know. And this is big-time cow country, big cattle country that we're living in the heart of. So it's just natural for us to see the big numbers that we see right here where we're at.
How'd you land the job in Oklahoma City?
Honestly, it probably came through the contest. I competed in 2010 when the Oklahoma National Stockyards hosted it at the Stockyards and the WLAC, and was just kind of noticed there by a few of the guys that own the commission company. And was probably picked up through there. And one of the house auctioneers that was there at the time actually worked with him in Warika when I first got started. So he also kind of gave me the invite and helped me get the door.
So that 2010 event that was held at the Oklahoma National Stockyards turned into a position for you then.
You bet. This what's really good about the contest is the social network that it creates for you. Also a business network. You know, you get to be friends with guys, some of the competitors, and you get phone numbers and you stay in touch, but we make some business relationships, but also a social network as well. You know, you get to travel around and go see some of the guys that you've competed with. So, but it sure opens some doors.
You were telling some of the members of the media on a teleconference here a few days ago that really when you get to that level, everybody knows how to sell livestock, but the question and answer, the interview process that you go through as a part of the contest was really a big separation factor.
Sure. Anymore, the way that it's set up, we have 4 regionals to qualify for the world for the semifinals. There'll be anywhere from probably 25 to 35 guys at each regional, and they take the top 8 out of each region. So, and that's just strictly selling. There's no interview process in the regionals. So, you know, they've already weeded out, or they've pretty much took the cream of the crop as far as the auction chant goes, and, you know, being able to sell in the block and compose yourself as an auctioneer. So when you get to the finals or the semifinals, and they also allow the international champion is allowed to buy in from Canada, so he's also there. So there's 33 outstanding, you know, world-class auctioneers when we get there. And the interview process is something that they've really put an emphasis on in the last probably 4 to 5 years. They send you across the country for a year as your reign as the world champion, and you're kind of asked to be a spokesman for the livestock marketing industry and also the livestock industry itself. So being able to articulate yourself and being able to speak to groups or even livestock markets if you're asked to travel there, it's very important. So that interview process is very, very crucial.
In your mind, you've just really – are at the start of that whole journey over the next 12 months. What one or two messages would you most like to see the opportunity to be able to communicate?
One big thing for me is to any time we're given the opportunity to put a positive light on our industry, I want to do that. You know, our industry's facing some battles right now in the public eye as far as livestock handling goes, and I would like to put a positive message out there at every chance I'm given. I think we have a common ground with the folks that are against us in the fact that we care about the livestock. That's what they care about. That's what we care about. And we put our due diligence in to care for the livestock. And I think if we can find that common ground, that's really important. And secondly, just being in these livestock markets, the average age of the people that you see working in there is probably, I'm going to say, 55 to 60 years old. I would really like to express to some of these folks to recruit their kids and their generations back to the farm and back to our industry. You know, we've been preached at for so long. You know, I've heard it all my life. Go get an education and don't break your back, okay? Go to school and go get you a job where you don't have to work hard. And I agree. I 100%. I want everyone to get an education. I think that's crucial. But at the same time, I think there's some things that are worth breaking your back for. And this industry and this way of life is one of them. So I would really like to really push as I travel throughout, you know, that the kids, you know, come back home and carry this tradition on.
Okay. Why don't you share with our listeners that chant that you were able to share at the championship round?
I've been a bone here, that I'm one, that I'm hitting, digging, digging, that I'm one, that I'm two, that I'm that I'm that I'm two, down three, that I'm hitting, digging, digging, one, three, and four, that I'm that I'm that I'm one, four, down five, that I'm five, that I'm where, it's one of five, and down five, that I'm five, but 105, that I'm where, so 104.
Now, that's a big tradition of the livestock industry, what you just did. How long is that? Is that going to be around for a while? Is that open outcry going to continue to be a key part of the livestock business, you think?
Absolutely. There's this. Selling livestock at auction is the best way to find the true market value. And there's always going to be the livestock markets are always going to be necessary. Live auction is the best way to sell cattle, in my opinion. Like I said, we sell all classes of cattle, and you're going to find the market on those cattle. You're going to have the bidders in the seats, and they're going to give what the market is on them. You know, I think we're seeing some technology come into our industry as far as the internet goes and some video sales. But that's also, it's all still live auction sales. It just doesn't matter. I mean, I think we have to integrate this technology, you know, get with the times or get left behind. But live auction is not going anywhere. This industry needs it, and it will always have a demand for it.